Good morning. My guest this morning is Brent Lindsay from the Imaginist Theater Company. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, I have been hearing such exciting news about your theater that I can't wait to hear this interview, really. Spinoff. This is something that has been going on for a while and will continue to be going on through January?
Through January, yes, correct. A few years ago, we decided to launch into the American sitcom format, but in the theater. So we called it Sitcom, and we invited people to visit us as we introduce new episodes per week, and we would pair them differently. And we created four episodes so people could see the reruns of their favorite or see a brand new one, and we kind of mixed and matched it. And it was such a fun idea that we decided a few years later now to introduce Spinoff. So Spinoff is the new version, and some of the same characters are there, and then we introduce some others. But we've been running now, we're to our fourth episode, a brand new one, and we're going to be hitting new episodes every Friday. And that means we write them in a week, we rehearse them, and sometimes that's one rehearsal, and then we put them up in front of an audience.
That is a lot like sitcoms are made.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the intention, is just to get out in front of that audience, and you get what you get that week. And
then, you know,
you can come back and see it as a rerun, and funny enough, it might be twice as good as it was the premiere.
I look at the cast list, and it really is a list of Imaginists' favorites.
Absolutely. Elliot Fintichelle plays Grandpa. He's been with us for so long, you know, and it, on down the list. Amy and I play Mom and Dad. It really has it's kind of a meta-theatrical take on the theater family that we've created. And so we kind of play and poke fun at ourselves as well.
Yeah.
A lot of community either is name dropped in it, or they actually play guest stars too. In fact, Julie Combs is one of our guest stars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have great guest stars, Josh Wimmiller from The Crux, and people who are just going to drop in and have sort of these cameos.
Has the audience gotten into this sitcom part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Acting like a sitcom
audience? Oh, absolutely. You know, and we also have a laugh track that laughs at inappropriate things. So, you know, we're challenging the audience, too, at what's funny about this, you know? Audiences have already been coming back to see their favorite, see the new one. So this thing really is interesting. And as we add these episodes Friday to Friday, we're really working up to the big finale, which is January 26th. We're going to do a binge watch. We're going to go every one of these episodes. So we're going to start at 3 and probably end at 10 or 11 at night.
Wow.
So it's going to be a marathon binge watch, and people can come and go as they like, but we're going to put them all out there.
The question that has to be asked, though, is what do you do for an encore?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe we exchange roles and try it again.
There you go. That's very like you guys.
But it's been a really, really fun experiment.
Right. So people, although stuff has happened, people have plenty of time to get into the spirit of the thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's what the whole rerun philosophy is if, you know, if you come into the third or fourth or fifth episode, you can always come back, because we always pair them one side by side per night. So you're always going to get two per night. Chances are you're going to see an early episode as well, and that'll bring you right back.
So are these hour episodes?
They're about a half hour to 40-minute episodes. Uh-huh. We run two a night. So you're always going to get a rerun. You're always going to get a new one.
Yeah, and you're always going to get an evening of theater.
Absolutely,
really.
No question.
People are not going to feel cheated. But whoever feels cheated at the Imaginists, how many people come to you and say, I didn't like that much?
Well, I mean, there's always people saying, I'm baffled or confused. Some people don't appreciate being baffled or confused. But, you know, the great thing about art is we work through it. And that's really what it's there for.
So for tickets and information, theimaginist.org?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Best way.
Well, folks, get in on this one, whatever you do. This is an important piece of theater that's happening right now here in your own hometown. And as a matter of fact, The Imaginist is a piece of theater that has been happening for the last 10 years. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.